letter from New Zealand. It's from John Malachek of Papakura, and he writes a very interesting question. Listen to this. John wants to know, what was the biggest hit by a successful artist who used a different name on that hit? Well, John, we had an example of that in our top 40 just a couple of months ago. It was the act The Hen House 5 Plus 2. They clucked their way through a novelty remake of Glenn Miller's classic, In the Mood. It was another in a long string of comedy songs by recording star Ray Stevens. And you've probably heard me tell about Stevie Wonder pulling our leg back in 1968. That was when he released a harmonica solo of the song Elfie. He billed himself as Ivette's Red Now, which is Stevie Wonder backwards. It only got up to number 66. But the biggest hit of all, where the artist used a different name from the one he was already known by, came back in 1958. And the record has since become a Christmas classic. Earlier that year, songwriter and record producer David Seville had hit number one with a novelty record called Witch Doctor. But on his Christmas novelty, the Chipmunk song, he billed himself as the Chipmunks, Alvin, Theodore, and Simon, and he sang all three voices. It was a number one smash, and that was the biggest ever by an artist disguising his identity with a fictitious name. By the way, you might be interested to know that David Seville was actually the professional name used by the man whose real name was Ross Bagdasarian. Thanks for writing, John. Good question. Now on...